working with NIDS, as you did for so many years, you had exposure to cattle mutilations. And, of course, one could say, you know, is there something extraterrestrial going on here? Are they genetically testing? Who knows what? But then there's another theory. What's government doing? Maybe they're up to this. Maybe they're testing. And all of a sudden, when I started thinking about mad cow disease, it started to make sense to me that is it possible that they were clandestinely checking the cattle this way?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thought because, you know, I put a description in my book. It's really like a footnote. It's not certainly not the central issue, but it's a footnote on exactly the possibility that you've just suggested. If you look at the patterns of the spread of prion disease in northeastern Colorado, primarily through wildlife, and then you look at the patterns of the onset of cattle mutilations in northeastern Colorado in the 1970s, there is a strong geographical overlap. If you look at the kinds of tissues that are harvested or removed in a lot of these cattle, and I'm certainly not saying all of these cattle mutilations have to do with testing, but subset, I believe, do. You've got the eye, you've got the tongue, you've got the large intestine, gut associated lymphoid tissue, and then you've got the reproductive organs of the foremost.
And they've been removed very, very strategically.
Yes, with surgical precision. There's an overlap in those organs in terms of if you wanted to get into an animal quickly without having to go through the trouble of drilling into the animal's brain to look for prions, you took the eye, you took the tongue, you took the GALT, gut-associated lymphoid tissue, and the reproductive organs to see if prions are transmitted vertically to offspring. You know, you would go for those tissues. Quick and dirty test to see if the prions are spreading. So the geographical overlap in northeastern Colorado, the types of tissues tested, leads to the theory that at least a subset of these mutilations may be, in fact, a monitoring program that is monitoring the invasion of these prion diseases into the human food chain. If you look at northwestern Saskatchewan, it is a very, very interesting situation. There's an area around Battleford, North Battleford in Saskatchewan, that has had three separate outbreaks of prion disease. And that is there's an epidemic of prion disease in elk and in deer up there in around Battleford. It is the same area where the original mad cow came from, which is, you know, another species. There's been an outbreak of scrapie in exactly the same area in sheep in that area. So there's been three separate outbreaks in this small area in northwestern Saskatchewan. And overlaid on that, on top of that area, there's been a rash of cattle mutilations in the 1980s and 1990s in exactly the same area. So, you know, you've got all four of those things juxtaposing in the same area in northwestern Saskatchewan in exactly the same way as you have in northeastern Colorado. So, again, you know, the geographical overlap, the overlap with the sampling of the organs, you know, I think there's an interesting correlation there. I would not spend an immense time speculating on the perpetrators. You know, I mean, there's some evidence that this is not a huge operation. For example, all you would need is a couple of helicopters, a couple of maybe four or five very skilled people who are good at inserting into a situation.
Sure, and they're fast.
Skillful surgery, grab the organs, get out of there, maybe using helicopters with baffled motors.
I was going to say, maybe the operations are done aboard the helicopter.
That's possible, too. But
because, you know, in some cases, there are no footprints or anything. So maybe they somehow capture the animal, bring him aboard the helicopter,
right,
knock him out, do whatever they do, and then drop him.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a private contractor for hire, you know, basically a hired gun
that's a good point. Yeah.
Is available for contractor. I mean, cowboy contractors are not unknown in the American awareness. We've got multiple cowboy contractors that are operating at the prisons in Iraq. You've had the cowboy contractor that was running his own private prison in the suburbs of Kabul, Afghanistan, that was arrested there just in the last few months. So, you know, cowboy contractors are not unknown. Who's contracting this work out? It may be an arm of the intelligence community. It may be the USDA. It may be the cattle industry. It may be a whole host of, there's a whole host of possibilities. But this is not, I would not term this as a massive sort of conspiracy thing. I think it's a small operation. It's tasked with looking at infectious diseases, not only prion diseases. I think this group is equally capable of flying into some area of the country and sampling for foot and mouth disease, for example, in cattle. Foot and mouth disease would devastate the cattle industry in the United States if it was publicly known, just exactly the same way as prion diseases would devastate. You know, we're talking between $100 and $200 billion here. So this is not a trivial economic situation. So the name of the game is to keep the price of beef at a good, you know, a good cost, and at the same time protect the domestic market.